blessed life. Last week, we were looking at the portrait of a blessed life. The portrait of a blessed life, the snapshot of what a blessed life looks like. And by the grace of God, we established that for us to assess blessings, for us to live a blessed life, and we saw that to be blessed here means to come into a place of contentment, to come into a place of contentment, to come into a place of contentment. So we are looking at the portrait of a blessed life, and we looked at it that a man that is blessed must be a person that first of all lives in holiness, lives in righteousness. We saw that in the first part of the scripture. We said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. We established that there are ways in which we may walk. There are counsels of the wicked. There are places that the sinners walk by, and the seat of discomfort. So God began to look at it in terms of the way we think, the things of the way we behave, and the associations we belong to. So these three things can be captured in that first statement, that the way we think, our thinking, our counsel, what forms our counsel is crucial to living a blessed life. What forms our belonging, the associations we keep, the seat we habit in, the environment we are involved in is crucial to living a blessed life. Now we are going to verse 2, which is his delight. The Bible says, but his delight, but his delight. Now when you see but, it means that we are moving towards a new phase. We are moving to something different. It says a blessed man is a man that delights in the law of the Lord. So we established previously that there are three things that we associate with a blessed man. Number one is that he lives a holy life. Number two is that he lives a life of intimacy with the word of God. And number three is that he is planted. So we are dealing with intimacy with the word of God. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. The word delight means to be excited about the word of God, to be excited, to be captivated, to have great pleasure in God's word. So the man that is a blessed man must be a man that delights in the law of the Lord. He delights in it. He has great pleasure in it. He has great excitement. The word of the Lord still tinkers him. You get excited by the word of God. The word of God just creates a dynamo inside of you. As a Christian, if you don't feel excited about the word of God, then you need to start checking. You have become too familiar. You have become too familiar. The word of God, God expects that a blessed man is a man that is excited. He's excited about the word of God. He's excited to encounter the word of God. He's excited. There's great delight in him, great pleasure. He draws great pleasure in encountering the word of God. He draws great pleasure in encountering the word of God. He is captivated by the word of God. He's passionate about the word of God. And one of the things why a lot of times we can't assess the blessings of God is because you are not even passionate about the word of God. We want the blessings of God, but we don't want to encounter the word of God. So God is interested and saying that the man that is blessed is a man that his delight is in the word of God. Get excited with God's word. In this season, we need to come into a place where we are excited about the word of God. We are delighted about the word of God. We want to hear the word of God. We have come into a dispensation that is so quick. We want to get it quickly and move quickly. We are not excited about the word of God. The word of God doesn't bring excitement into your belly. The word of God doesn't bring pleasure again into your inside. That's one of the things we need to check in this season. That God will cause the word to come excitedly to our insight. Psalm chapter 119, verse 16. Psalm chapter 119, verse 16. The Bible says there, I will delight myself. I will be excited. I will delight myself in thy status. I will not forget thy word. I delight myself. I find great pleasure in the status of God, in the word of God. I will delight myself. I will delight myself. I will find great joy. Great joy in the status of God, the ordinances of God, the laws of God. He said, I will not forget thy word. That was the psalmist saying, I'm going to be excited about God's word. How excited are you about God's word? How excited do you feel concerning the word of God? How excited? One of the things I keep checking in my life is the excitement at the word of God. You know, when a child suddenly sees the candy, he just gets excited. There's some children just see excited about the word of God. God said, a blessed man, the portrait of a blessed man is that you see the word of God and there's excitement in the spirit. There's excitement. There's something that bubbles up in the inside. So a portrait of a blessed man is a man that delights in the word of God. He said, because the word of God is the mind of God. So that means when your father is speaking, you are excited about it. You want to hear what he wants to say. You want to hear what he's saying in the season. You want to hear what the word of God is saying concerning you. You want to hear what the word of God is saying concerning the nation. You are excited about the word of God. Excited about the word of God. I'm so excited about the word of God. I want to hear it every day. I want to hear it every moment. Whether I'm in the car, the word of God, it should be bubbling excitement about the word of God. You're excited. You're excited to eat the word of God, to glean at the word of God. You hear the men of God speak, you're excited. I go into bookshops and I'm looking for the word. You are excited about it. Friends, God wants men and women that will be so passionate about God's word. So passionate about God's word. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 14. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. Then shalt thou delight thyself. You shall be delighted about the Lord. You shall be delighted about the word of God. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. He brings you into the blessing. So the word of God, the excitement about God's word, the excitement about God's word is crucial to bring you into a blessed life, a life of great contentment, because you are full of the word of God. You are full of it. You are excited about it. So you get access to God's word. Praise the Lord. What you are not delighted about, you can't seek for it. What you are not delighted about, you cannot seek for it. You only seek what you are excited about. If you are excited about something, that's what you look for it. So sometimes why we are not seeking the word of God is because we are not excited about the word of God. We must come to a place where you are excited about the things of God. You're excited about the word of God so that you can seek after the word of God. Ezra chapter 7 verse 10. Ezra chapter 7 verse 10. The book of Ezra chapter 7 verse 10. You can't seek what you are not excited about. For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, that's the word of God, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgment. He made a preparation. He made a preparation to seek the word of God. So we need to be prepared to seek God's word. We need to be prepared to seek God's word. We need to be prepared to seek God's word. So number one is that we are delighted about God's word and we seek after God's word. So you can't seek after something you are not delighted about, and then we make great preparation. We make great preparation to seek God's word. Your seeking is weighed by the delight in the matter. So you, a man seeking the blessings of God must seek the law of God, and that is driven by his delight in his word. Now, the extent at which a man is delighted about the word of God is measured in his... The measure of how you seek God's word is determined by your delight in it. Now, you can't seek after things if you're not delighted about it. Praise the Lord. So God wants people that will come into the place of a blessing to be men and women that will be delighted by it. And the second stanza of that scripture in Psalm chapter 1 says, and in his word doth he meditate day and night. In his law does he meditate. Now the word is meditate. Does he meditate? So number one is to be delighted by God's word. Number two is to meditate on God's word. Now, the problem with meditating is that a lot of times Christians do not meditate on the word of God. Christians just want, we have come into a season where it's so fast. People want it so fast, people want it so quick, that they don't spend time to meditate on the word. Spending time to meditate on the word means that you think deeply, you consider it deeply. There's a deep thinking. To meditate is to think deeply, to consider carefully, to make contemplations, to examine the word of God continuously. So like I said, every morning, wake up in the morning, say, and tell the Lord, speak about the word of God. Say, my delight is the law of the Lord. And on his law does I meditate day and night. I shall be like a tree planted. I shall be like a tree planted. You begin to meditate on it. Because that's the only way that the word of God will become life and spirit inside of you. We need to spend time to meditate on the word. You don't need to be in a hurry with the word of God. You need to meditate the word of God. You need to think deeply. You need to make concessions, make deep contemplations about the word of God. Because when we meditate on the word of God, it becomes life to us. A blessed man is a man of deep meditation. A man that looks at the word of God and continuously examines the word of God according to his life and examines the dictates of the word of God and continuously thinks about the word of God. You know, a lot of times we see Christians that are just dependent on what their pastor says. No, that is irrelevant. Don't be dependent on what I'm saying here. Be dependent on what the word of God is saying. But it is also key to your meditation. So if you are not meditating the word of God, if you are not regurgitating it and bringing it out and chewing on it and saying, Lord, I stay on this word, what are you speaking to my heart? The word does not become life to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The word is necessary to be life to us when we meditate on it. So it allows the word of God to invade every space of your life. So as we begin to speak the word of God in this season and say, Lord, may we be a tree planted by the rivers of water. May our fruit bear fruit in this season. Lord, may I be a tree planted by the rivers of water. God begins to open that word, and that word begins to enter the fabrics of your life. You become the word because it's a reflection. It becomes to make a movement inside of you. That's to meditate on the word of God. You see, then you will be a blessed man because you are delighting in God's word, and not only you are delighted about it, you have taken out time to meditate. To meditate is a very difficult thing. To meditate means that you spend time on it. To meditate means that you have to take out time for it. That's why it's one of the most difficult things, because the devil knows that if you can meditate on the word of God continuously, you can keep focused on the word of God continuously, you can beam on the word of God continuously, what happens is a transformation from the inside out. Because the word of God transforms from the inside out. The more we look at the mirror of the word of God, our lives are changed from glory to glory. That's what happens scripturally. So the more we meditate on the word of God, lives are transformed from glory to glory. So God expects us to meditate on his word so that it can lodge in our hearts. Psalm chapter 119 verse 11. Psalm chapter 119 verse 11 is a popular psalm. It says, thy word have I hid in my heart. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I will not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Your word have I lodged into my spirit. Your word have I made to get into my heart. So what keeps us against sin is not the laws that are there. What keeps us against sin is that the word of God is lodged into our spirit, man. And that comes by deep meditation. Great and personal revival comes from deep personal meditation on the word of God. Great personal revival comes from deep personal meditation on the word of God. Why we don't see revival in the nations? Why you don't see revival? There are many Christians in this city, many Christians all over the cities of the nations. Why we are not seeing revival is because there are no men that have stayed in the secret place of the Most High, like we said this morning, and meditating on the word of God, that the word of God will become life unto them. And they begin to speak life. They begin to speak life to dead situations. That can only happen when we have stayed on the word of God. When we have stayed on the word of God, we come into the place of a blessing. We come into the place of contentment, because the word is enough for you. The word is so much for you. You're filled so much with the word of God that you come into a place of contentment. And any situation you meet, the word from the inside comes out. Now, why is it that when we meet with situations, our default setting does not come into the word setting? It's because there's no much of the word inside of us. There's no much of the word that you have meditated upon, you have chewed upon, you have stayed upon. So therefore, you encounter issues and the word is not there. The word is not there to come against such issues. And that's one of the things we need to trust God for in this season, to go into a place of flourishing, to go into the place where we begin to flourish as Christians and we begin to flourish as individuals. We know flourish in whatever we do, the word of God is crucial. Because if you go down to the scriptures, which I will deal next week, where it shall be like a tree planted and whatever he do, he prospers. It can't happen if there's no word that is inside the individual. The word of God is not, if the word of God is not resident inside, that cannot happen. A lot of times we want to go to the third verse. A lot of times say, oh, I'm a tree planted. No, it can't happen. It's a function of the word of God. It's a function of the word of God that you continually meditate day and night. The Bible said, meditate day and night. It's not just a one seasonal thing. It's a continuous thing. God wants us to meditate day and night. Why should we meditate? Why should we be meditating the word of God? Because it brings us access to the mind of God. It brings access to the mind of God. It brings us into a season where we encounter the Holy Spirit. It gives us divine ideas, divine access to divine ideas. The more you meditate on the word of God begins to penetrate every fabric of your life. The Bible said his word is a two-edged sword. It divides asunder. It breaks into situations, every environment. So that's what the word of God does. So when we ponder on the word of God, it creates us to become like God. We have the nature of God. And not only that, we can assess the mind of God and we can assess divine ideas. I want us to be on our feet as we're going to pray. That in this season,